So here's Ruth Gendler from Notes on the Need for Beauty, an intimate look at an essential quality, where she's talking about the body. The more we learn about the eye, the ear, the hand, the heart, the muscles and bones, the skin, the processes of language and breath, the more we can appreciate the beauty of our bodies. The abundance of what we are given through our bodies is undeniable. Incarnation feels joyful. The body is indeed a fiesta. We are made of and contain history and metaphor, tissues and dreams. Our bodies hold and include worlds as much as the world includes and holds our bodies. The visible body is one aspect of the body's beauty. The way we feel in our bodies, in our heads, where we are emotionally, announced itself through the forms our bodies take, the colors we wrap our bodies in, how we sit and walk and dance. Energy moves inside and around the body, over many bodies. The physical body animated by soul in every cell. The invisible body, the internal body, the body of emotions. Exquisite, intimate, physical intelligence guides us where we are receptive. When we celebrate the gifts of life, we begin to have more perspective on the form and shape our self expresses. At such points, the quest to take care of self, not to scorn or abuse or worship the body, becomes simple. There is the real possibility of a relationship between body and soul. It becomes a choice, not a chore, to care for and cherish and love our physical form. Not imposing severe health regimes and austere diets, not rebelling, but tenderly caring for these small mobile homes with integrity and tenderness. Life respects the immensity and magnificence of life. Awareness promotes appreciation. For some of us, the cherishing of our own bodies opens through a close call like an accident or illness. The death of someone close to us brings us face to face with life's unpredictability and brevity. If we are observant as we take care of ourselves, we discover what we had been too busy to notice. We gain more tenderness toward our suffering, more respect for our physical resilience and fragility. For others, the way is joyful, through an experience of birth or rebirth, through a day on the river or in the mountains, dancing or ice skating or playing a great game of basketball. Unexpected moments of grace wake us up. Whether through life-changing events or a sequence of small moments, we are enlarged. We sense the generous friendship of the body and the soul.